A nation that truly has no clue, they don't know what they're doing.
It's the Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Shirley Bassey. Yeah!
Jemima Waffles, without her syrup, is like the spring without the fall.
Aunt Jemima Frozen Toaster Waffles deserve only the best, real Aunt Jemima syrup.
Aunt Jemima Waffles, right from the toaster, crispy hot and tender light. Let's have a couple more and keep her syrup pouring. That's the way to treat a man right.
Her marriage began with rice. And could have ended with it, too.
Well, hey, this rice is all stuck together.
Don't shoot, watch. There's a big difference in rice. This rice is all stuck together by soft surface starts. It acts like paste.
That's my rice.
But this rice has big, perfect, separate grains.
Big, perfect, separate grains?
This is Uncle Ben's. Uncle Ben's converted rice, the separate grain rice without the surface starch that makes rice stick. That's why Uncle Ben's rice does not get sticky or gummy, always serves up supremely light and fluffy.
Hunting in the mountains, a zomba matant, with helpers who all wear such very cool pants, and capture a fine fluffy bird called the Buster, who only eats custard with sauce made of mustard. And also a very fine beast called the Fluster, who only eats mustard with sauce made of custard. I'll catch him in caves, and I'll catch him in brooks. I'll catch him in crannies, I'll catch him in nooks that you don't read about in geography books. I'll catch him in countries that no one can spell, like the country of Mata Fapata. But hell.
How many are not under the age of 30? 20-somethings? Let me hear from the 20-somethings. Yeah! These are the dumbest people I've ever met in my life. I know they're dumber than people my age. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have any childproof caps. You dropped a Coke bottle, it didn't bounce, it shattered. Our parents let us play with guns and knives and fireworks. You know what happened to the dumb kids? They didn't make it.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, cause you have the right to hate and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now, the planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged, guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're rapists.
They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew the race war would be the game they need to play. From people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame.
Wise Words by Tom McDonald. Welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. As if you didn't know, the beginning of this show is going to revolve around cancel culture.
You can make me your scapegoat. You can call me a bastard if you like. I'll be locking up my door, and you can't walk inside this time. I'll be putting on my wall.
Putting it on. Times are tough.
I have a will to stay alive, and now I'll be taking my leave. I
All righty, everybody. Welcome again. Welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. Again, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I got it on nice and tight this week. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me. And again, if you didn't catch it, I kind of want to put a little more pizzazz in the intro. And this week should have been pretty cut and dry. You should have known even before you listened to it that this show was going to revolve around cancel culture. And that's what we are going to talk about in the first segment is cancel culture, because it is beyond out of control right now. Literally, no one is safe right now. No one. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, what you said 20, 30, 40 years ago. You are at risk of being canceled. And you may think it just might be products. It might be Hollywood celebrities. No, it is your everyday job that you are at risk because of this cancel culture. And I just have one question. Are we done? Can we stop now? Because this has just gone beyond ridiculous. How this country has let the minority, and when I say the minority, trust me, in this whole cancel culture movement, you have probably 20% of the country that deems Dr. Seuss offensive, that deems Mr. Potato Head, why is he called Mr. Potato Head, that deems these classic movies and The Muppet Show. I mean, come on. I've had so many people ask me, Tom, what happened with this country? When did we lose our backbone? I'm going to tell you, if you're 20 or 30 years old, you are the generation that has ruined this country. And there are a little bit of exceptions to the rule, but the majority of 20 and 30 year olds have been so coddled in their life. You know what? Oh, Johnny, you didn't win, but golly, you gave it a good try, and that's enough for me. When I was growing up, if I didn't win, my dad was like, get your ass out on the training field, out on the baseball field, and you better get better. If you want to beat that guy, get better. But no, nowadays we're giving every kid a participation trophy because you tried. Well, life isn't just about trying. And I know that sounds a little harsh. I really truly do. But if you want to succeed in life, you have to train, you have to practice, you have to get an education. You know, life just doesn't hand you success unless you're a politician's child, and then it does. But for the majority of us, life doesn't hand you success. You have to work hard for it. And these 20 and 30-year-olds have no concept of how to work hard for anything. They want everything given to them because everything has been given to them their whole life. Let me give you an example. In my kid's school, and I'm not just going to throw out my kid's school because I know it's school districts across this country. If you don't turn in your homework assignment for the whole semester, as long as you go back and turn it in, it could have been the first assignment of the first semester, and the first semester is going to end today. As long as you go through and turn that in at the end of the first semester or whatever semester you're in, you get credit for it. What in the hell is that? This is what these kids, because the cancel culture, they don't want kids to feel inferior. They don't want kids to feel like, oh, they aren't smart enough. They don't have the work ethic of Johnny over here or Jimmy. So we're going to let them turn their homework assignment in 3 months late and get credit for it. I don't know about you, but when I went to school, if you didn't turn in the homework the day it was due, guess what? You got a zero. You weren't allowed to make it up. But this is the generation, and this is the coddling of the American society. Everybody's offended by everything, and how that is possible. I mean, how these 20 and 30 and sometimes even 40-year-olds are offended by everything is amazing to me, because these are the people that grew up watching South Park and Family Guy. How are you offended?
You watch those shows. They, granted, they were funny as hell, but they were so offensive. And yet, you're offended by everything, but yet you watched them all the time. What happened? What happened? I've got a quick answer to that. It's called the Democrat Party and the media. And here's how we've got to this point. The Democrat Party knew, they figured out, and give them props for figuring it out, but they knew they could not run on their policies because the majority of Americans in this country do not subscribe to the Democrat Party policies of illegal immigrants, giving people free health care, free welfare, giving them anything they want for free as long as they're on the government dime. The majority of Americans are not behind that. So the Democrat Party, in cahoots with the mainstream media, has come up with a plan that we need to divide this country. We need to make a division in this country where half the people hate each other. Because, again, I've said it numerous times, a nation divided upon itself cannot stand. And that's where we are right now. Our country is in shambles. Our country is in absolute shambles. You can call it Joe Biden. You can call it Donald Trump, whatever. But let me tell you, one thing, and don't have a heart attack on me, but I've had so many people email and message me saying, I am so sick and tired of Joe Biden already. Look, he's canceled Dr. Seuss. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a puppet. That's all he is. I played the clip last week, and it got a lot of attention. It really, really did, about Obama saying, well, I'd like to be in my pajamas in the basement running the show, talking to somebody in their earpiece. It's what's happening right now. This Joe Biden administration is not the Joe Biden administration. This is the third Obama administration. The cancel culture you're seeing right now is not Joe Biden's fault. It's the Democrat Party and the media's fault because they realize they don't have a platform to stand on. So they are going to tell their followers, their legion of liberal psychopaths, they are going to tell them that whatever goes against what we believe in needs to be removed. And hence the cancel culture. Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head. We can't call Mr. Potato Head Mr. Potato Head now. Hasbro has eliminated the gender of Mr. Potato Head. Classic movies. TCM, Turner Classic Movies, which they're the company or they're the TV station that runs all these classic movies. They are looking into these movies to look at the racial and the offensive aspects of these movies. I mean, these movies have been around 50, 60, 70 years. Nobody's had a problem with it until now. So you have to ask yourself, what happened? When did we get so soft? Why does everything offend us now? It's a simple answer, and that answer is because we're programmed to be offended. Those of us, which are the majority, can see through this. But there are so many people that are so involved in, well, I can't even call it involved. They are so disinvolved with what's going on around them that they don't want to do any research. They don't want to do any type of anything. They just want to sit back, collect their government paycheck, and say, what am I offended about today? The Muppets. Let's talk about the Muppets. How many of my listeners grew up watching the Muppets? I'm going to say at least 80% of us did, because I used to love the Muppet Show. My mom used to call me Fozzie Bear because I had that stupid little smile like Fozzie Bear. But anyway, Disney Plus, who is a liberal hack job, has now come out and said, hey, you know, we've got to put a disclaimer on this Muppet Show. They are saying, they're putting a warning before the Muppet Show stating that the Muppet Show has negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. Does Disney realize that Kermit the Frog isn't real? That Miss Piggy can't talk? What the hell is Gonzo? We have no idea what Gonzo is. Do they realize that these things aren't real? They are entertainment. And that is the problem. Nobody can differentiate between reality and entertainment anymore. When you go to a movie, God forbid Blazing Saddles gets released today. For those of you who have watched Blazing Saddles, there is no way in God's green earth that movie's getting released today. But you know what? It's entertainment. It's a funny-ass movie. That is one of my favorite movies because of, you know, it made light of racism, but the cancel culture is going after it because they say the N-word. And any white production that says the N-word is subject to be canceled. But you can be a black person rapping, acting, and say the N-word all day long, and it doesn't matter. Because that's okay, because if a minority or a black person says it, that takes on a different meaning. They're okay to say it. But white people, you can't say that. I mean, come on. Honestly, if it's okay for them, it's okay for us. I'm sorry. Now, there is a difference. There is a derogatory way to call somebody the N-word, and then there's just a, hey, what's up, my, you know what. And here's the thing. I can't say the word or I'll be canceled. I'm going to be canceled because I say that word. But you know what? Trust me, when I was a kid, and I've said this story many, many times, I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood, a white city. I grew up in Saginaw Township, Michigan. I went to a school where my graduating class was, I think, 700-800 people. I'm watching people walk up. I'm like, who the hell is that? I've never seen them my 4 years in this high school. But they, Saginaw Heritage is where I graduated from, Heritage High School. And they would take in some of the expelled students from the inner city, from Saginaw High and Arthur Hill. And every single one of them I became friends with. Because I wasn't into the, and again, this is the 80s. I wasn't into the Smiths. I wasn't into the Cure. I wasn't into the psychedelic or the heavy metal. I was into Prince and I was into rap. So we clicked. And we used to call each other that all the time. Hey, what up, my, you know what? I can't say it anymore. But in the 80s, I could say that all day long and I'd get a high five. I'd get a, hey, what up, man? And get a pat on the back and everybody would bring it in. Those were my boys back then. But now, one of my best friends in high school was a black student. And we got along splendidly because I listened to the same music that he did. I listened to L.A. Posse. I listened to Public Enemy. I listened to Eazy-E, N.W.A. I listened to New Edition. I listened to the R&B. That was Prince. I mean, that was my thing. I didn't like heavy metal. I didn't like the new wave of the 80s until I got older. Now I can't get enough of it. But growing up, I'd go to school wearing L.A. Kings, the black and silver jerseys with an L.A. Kings hat on. And we would just, I mean, we'd call each other that all the time, and it wasn't a big deal. But now this guy, he went to an all-black college. I don't even know what college it was, but it was an all-black college. And he's been indoctrinated to where white people are horrible. White people are Satan's spawn. Unfortunately, we've gone round and round. He is a complete liberal. Anything that has to do with the black power, Black Lives Matter, he's all about. And if I say, look, man, it's not about black lives, it's about all lives. I understand. I understand that black lives have been persecuted in the history of this country, but it doesn't mean that all lives don't matter. This is all one country. And, you know, he came back with me. You're a white boy who lived in the township and had everything he wanted. How can you even relate? And I responded, I'm like, hey, you and I grew up together, man. We used to hang out. How can you even say that about me? I didn't have everything I wanted. I struggled just like you. But you know what? I realized that this is all planned. This is all part of the game. We are designed. The Democrat Party, and I'm not going to just call out the Democrat because I'll call out the Republicans because right now I don't have a political affiliation. The Democrats, the Republicans, all they are politicians who have no idea what we do every single day. What we go through everything every single day to make ends meet, to try and go about our lives. They have no idea because they've never had to worry about where their next paycheck's coming from. Where, how are they going to pay this bill? How are we going to keep our house? They've never had to worry about it because they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. So for these idiot politicians to be pushing this cancel culture, and don't think they aren't. You don't think this whole history thing, we are removing statues of Civil War generals because it's offensive. Who is it offensive to? It hasn't been offensive for over 150 years. Why is it offensive now? Just because you don't like the history doesn't mean you can remove it. That's everyone's history. It's not just yours. It is everyone's. And it would behoove everyone involved in this cancel culture movement to learn about their history. Because just because you remove a statue doesn't mean it goes away. Just because you remove it from history books doesn't mean it goes away. All it means is you are too afraid to accept what history is. So all you want to do is change it. Just erase history. It doesn't work like that. History is what it is. History. You can't change what happened. If you change history in the school books, that's called propaganda. That is Nazism. And the liberals are who are calling the Republicans Nazis. And I've said it before. Nazis, the Nazis in this country are the Democrats. The Republicans are not the Nazis. It's the Democrats. Now, for all of my Joe Biden supporters that listen, I have one question for you. And nobody can answer this question. I'm going to ask every Joe Biden, everybody that voted for Joe Biden on this show that's listening, I want you to answer this question and contact me at 989-607-4722. Again, 989-607-4722 or contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I want you to answer this question. Joe Biden in the first roughly month and a half of his presidency, or should we call it the Obama presidency? We don't even know at this point. He has signed over 50 executive orders. Now, I want you to go through and look at every executive order and tell me, how does that benefit you? Every executive order that he has put out has reversed a Trump policy. How does it benefit you? The quick answer is, it doesn't. It benefits the Democrat Party. Plain and simple. It doesn't benefit you. All it does is give the Democrat Party more power. All it does is bring illegals in here so they can be added to the voter ranks so the Democrats will never lose an election again. This has nothing to do about you. All you Joe Biden supporters, all you Joe Biden voters, you've been duped. You were sold a bill of goods that has never shown up. This $1,400 stimulus check that everybody in America was going to get, yeah, that's down by 16% now. 16% of you are not going to get it. I get it. That's a low number. But that's not what he promised. And that is the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump is not a politician. He won't promise anything he can't deliver. Tell me one campaign promise that he did not deliver on. Joe Biden right now, who knows what he can't deliver on. He hasn't delivered on the stimulus package. He hasn't delivered on amnesty for all, thank God. But look at our border right now. The Biden administration does not say there's a crisis at the border. However, there are hundreds of thousands of people wearing Biden shirts and chanting, Biden, Biden, waiting to come over the border, waiting for Joe Biden to say, it's okay, come on over, waiting. Why do you think in Iraq, we've had two rocket attacks against our troops because they look at Joe Biden as weak. They looked at Donald Trump as, oh, man, we ain't going to mess with this guy. Peace through strength. It worked with Ronald Reagan with Russia. It works. If you are stronger than your enemy is not going to mess with you. This is the whole point. 4 years of Donald Trump. How many terrorist attacks did we see in this country? Zero. How many times did we have Iran, North Korea, Russia, China threaten us? Not many, if any at all. Now, we are running full throttle into a war with Iran, China, going into Syria, because they look at us as weak now because Joe Biden or Barack Obama. Who is it? Who is running this country? Nobody knows right now. Joe Biden has not had a press conference. Joe Biden will not have a press conference alone. Want to know the reason why? Because he can't. He can't. The Democrats will not put him up in front of anybody alone for fear that he's just going to start stammering and stuttering and just talking incoherently. Just a couple of days ago, he had a virtual meeting with reporters, and this is what he had to say. Listen to this.
Thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
I'll be happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do. This man has no clue what he's doing. Literally has no clue. He is being coached. I guarantee you he's got somebody in his ear literally 24/7. This is what the Democrats put up, and this is what they gave us. A puppet president is what it is. It's not Kamala Harris running the show. I am firmly entrenched in the belief that Barack Obama is running the show behind the scenes. This is what roughly 40% of America wanted. And I say that because, yeah, cancel me. The election was stolen. You know, QAnon is dead. March 4th has passed and Donald Trump hasn't been president. He's still not president. QAnon, rest in peace. It was fun while it lasted. Peace out. But there's still more to this story. You know, Americans in general are not going to put up with this. They're not going to put up with this cancel culture. They're just not going to. They're not going to let the Muppets, Mr. Potato Head, they're not going to let Dr. Seuss be canceled. Here's the thing about Americans. The majority of Americans, and the majority of Americans are conservative. Don't let the media tell you otherwise. But this is how conservatives, this is how they act. They let everything go. We're not going to mess with it. We don't want to rock the boat until the Muppets get canceled, until Dr. Seuss gets canceled. And then, now you're pissing us off. I grew up watching the Muppets. I grew up reading Dr. Seuss. You have these 20, 30-year-olds out there that have no life experience. They still live with their parents. They're working minimum wage jobs, demanding $15 an hour for a job that doesn't require $15 an hour. But yet they are making the policy in America. It is up to us as, I don't even know what to call us now. Do we call ourselves conservatives now, or do we just call us Americans, freedom-loving Americans? What do we call ourselves now? I'm going to call myself, and maybe you can call yourself this, I'm just going to call myself a freedom-loving American. Where I'm not going to fall into the trap of the cancel culture. I grew up in an age where everybody was offended. We could say anything we want, and you know what? If you didn't like it, just move on. Those days are gone. the 20 and 30 year olds, and you know who you are. I mean, if you're listening to this show and you're offended by what I'm telling you, you know who you are. Give it up. Let it go. Don't dictate my life because you're offended. You can be offended about anything. You are weak. When I grew up, I was called every name in the book. I was called a retard, a sped, a spaz. You know what? I just took it. I grew some thick skin and said, you know what? Whatever. You don't like me, I don't care. When are we going to stand up to the minority in this country? Because this country is all about giving in to minorities. That's what this country is all about. Let's give in to the minorities. They will dictate how everything goes because they're minorities. I mean, does any other country do this? Honestly, does any other country look at 30, 40 years ago of something somebody said on a video or 20 years ago when somebody posted on Twitter something they said, it just ruined their lives for it? No. Just in America. I don't care what you said 20 years ago. Honestly. And trust me, some of these Democrats have said some horrific things, but you know what? It's 20 years ago. Tell me what you feel now. The days of people being offended by Aunt Jemima because it's offensive to black people, that woman made a mint for her and her future generations. That wasn't offensive. That was a life-changing event for the better. For those people who are offended by the Muppets, by Mr. Potato Head, because, oh, you shouldn't call him Mr. because we have 50,000 genders. No, we have two genders. And for those of you who are all about the mask mandates and the coronavirus lockdowns, who are basing this on science and facts, it's amazing how your science and facts, when it comes to gender, gets thrown out the window. You're picking and choosing what science and facts you want to use. You can use them all you want during coronavirus. It doesn't change what coronavirus is. I'm learning to call that the quote-unquote election virus. But listen, there's two genders, male and female. If you have a penis, you're a male. If you have a vagina, you're a female. It's cut and dry. There is no Z. There is no G. There is no a man and a woman. This is freaking ridiculous that I even have to talk about this. The Democrats want to use science and facts across the board when talking about coronavirus, but when it comes to gender, oh, that doesn't mean a thing. This is the country we live in, where the Muppets are considered offensive, where Mr. Potato Head is considered offensive because that's dictating gender. Mr. or Mrs. It worked for 2,000 plus years. We had Mr. and Mrs. Nobody was offended by that. Nobody thought anything different. That's how it was. I'm either a boy or a girl. That's it. But now in 2021 in America, no, that's not the case. And we're letting the Democrats and the media dictate how we look at our lives, how we look at who we are. I'm a male, man. I was born with a penis. My wife, thankfully, was born with a vagina. That's it. That's all we've got. Two genders. There's not a Z. There's not a T. There's not a she. Well, there is a she. There's not a G. Whatever the hell they're calling themselves nowadays. If you're that confused about who you are, get some medical help. Because there's a right and a wrong. There's a left and a right. There's a male and a female. That's it. That's it. You are no other being but a male and a female human. Homo sapien. Call it what you want. You have two choices. If you were born with a vagina, you're a female. You can change it. Fine. I'll give you that. But don't push your radical views on me. Just don't do it. You are a man or you're a woman. If you were born a woman and you really want to become a man, there's ways to do it. I'm not going to look down on you. But when you get on my behind for not calling you a man, when you freaking are a woman, then I have issues. I have issues. It's as simple as that. This country is in turmoil right now. And until we decide that we're going to step up, and trust me, the cancel culture is the minority, but we're supporting the minority by saying, you know, we don't want to offend them. I'm done worrying about offending people, because when we don't want to offend people, they just instill their views on us, and their views become policy. I mean, you can look at House Bill number 1. You can look at the Equality Act. And this is what America is becoming because we choose not to stand up. We're going to lose this country if we don't stand up. I mean, it's cut and dry. We either stand up and fight back or we lose this country. It's up to us. I know where I stand on this, and I may be canceled because of it, but so be it. You all know where I stand. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight for this country. I grew up in a country that I had the freedom to say what I wanted, to do what I wanted, as long as it wasn't breaking the law. Those days are gone. My children and my future grandchildren will never know what it was like to live in the greatest country in the world. What are we going to do to bring it back? Are we going to sit back and say, well, they're the presiding party, they got their votes, and damn it, let's wait till 2022? Or are we going to rebel against it? Are we going to fight back against the cancel culture? Or are we just going to let it take out everything that, of our youth? You know, what else is next? I'm sure in staff meetings and in corporate meetings, White Castle is just shaking in their boots. I mean, what are they going to call themselves? Non-descriptive, non-offensive castle? Is that what they're going to call themselves now? Because that's where we're going to. You think that I'm joking, but somebody's going to take offense to White Castle. They've got white in their name. They're Caucasian. White privilege. You think I'm kidding? This is where we are going to as a country. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit back and take it? Or are you going to actually stand up and say, enough is enough? Because at this point, enough is enough. You can't erase history. You can't erase your culture. That is what Nazis do. And the Nazis are not the Republicans. The Nazis are the Democrats. So what are you going to do? Are you going to stand up and make a stand? Or are you just going to sit back and say, well, it is what it is? Contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net or 989-607-4722. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back.
The stuff of nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're going to have to go rapid fire on the next couple topics because this went a lot longer than I thought. But I received an email from one of my listeners that's from Michigan. And this woman, Jenny, sent me an email. And she said to me, I was in a parent Zoom meeting with our school's principal today. And he said that as long as the state mandates masks, they have absolutely no choice when it comes to making kids wear them. If we don't, and this is in quotes, if we don't, we lose funding and could be shut down altogether. So Jenny sent a question to me. What I'm wondering is, has funding for public schools always hinged upon rules set by the government? I thought it was based on school testing data. Has there always been a students at all schools must quote-unquote fill in requirement element of public schools funding that the mask mandates can fall under legally? She said, I guess I'm just wondering the validity of his statement. As a taxpayer, that's some of my money the state is using, so it bothers me that they get to make the rules without taxpayer input. This is what we are up against here in Michigan. Now, I have a very, very dear friend that works in the medical field, and her employer made it mandatory that they get the first round, the second round, but the first round of the coronavirus vaccine. So everybody in the office was really excited because they got the first, dose of the coronavirus vaccine, and they said, oh, this is awesome. We're going to be able to come here without mask. We're not going to have to worry about infecting other people. Well, apparently one of the workers there that got the first coronavirus vaccine came to work very shortly after without a mask. And the management just went up one side of her and down the other, pulled her into the office, threatened to fire her, saying, you have to wear a mask. And she's like, I got the coronavirus vaccine. Why do I wear a mask? And this is exactly what the coronavirus vaccine, why I have so many doubts about it. The management of that facility, and this is a medical facility. I'm not going to name the name. I'm not going to name my source, but that person was told this is only good for 3 months. And during those 3 months, you're still susceptible to contract the coronavirus, and you're still able to spread the coronavirus. And there is over half of these people in this facility. It's I don't even know what you'd call it. Let's just call it a medical facility. They are pissed because they were mandated, you have to get this vaccination. Never told any side effects. Never told, oh, yeah, this only works for 3 months. And even if you get it, you still have to wear a mask because you can spread it and you can still contract it. So what's the point of this vaccine, honestly? I mean, our school children need to be in school. Here in Michigan, our illustrious governor is basing all her decisions on what she calls science and facts. But those science and facts, well, I don't like that fact. Let's move it over here and not talk about that. That's how she works. She's basing her science and facts on what she wants. Because the science and facts prove, look at Texas, look at Florida, look at Mississippi, Arkansas, Iowa. Look at those states, North Dakota, I think it's North or South Dakota, whichever Kristi Noem is the governor of. look at those states. They never really fully shut down. And they're fine. And why is that? Because people are going to get the coronavirus. It's just gonna happen. Some of us will struggle with it. Some of us will not. It's just like the flu. They are making this out to be 10 times, 100, 1,000 times worse than it really is. Less than 1% of people that contract coronavirus die. You can't say that about the flu. But yet, we are altering our lives and our livelihoods because of this. Some of the states, Texas, Iowa, Arkansas, Mississippi, they're like, we're done. We're going to Florida. My family and I said, screw it. I've had a rough year and a half. You know, my mom dying, passing away. I hate using the word dying. It just sounds so horrible. I just don't like the word dying. So my mom passes away in early February. Still not over it, but we need to get away. And we're going to Florida. We're taking our kids down to Florida for spring break. And I fully expect for Florida to say, screw it, I'm following Mississippi, Texas, we're open. These Republican governors realize that this is nothing. This is nothing but the flu. This is nothing but a cold to some people. Yes, it will hit some people hard. But so does the flu, so does a cold, so does pneumonia. Do you realize, and a lot of people equate this to 1918, the Spanish flu pandemic. Do you realize most of the people that died from 1918 to 1920 didn't die of the Spanish flu, which it was okay back in 1918 to the 1920 to call it the Spanish flu, but God forbid you call it the Chinese virus now. We all know where it came from. Why don't we call it how it is? Because of the cancel culture. But regardless, most of the people during 1918 and 1920 died from bacterial pneumonia. And why did they die of that? Because they wore masks everywhere they went. We have been created to have an immune system. That immune system only works when it is activated. And if you wear masks and you never go out anywhere, well, you are going to have a weakened immune system and you're going to get hit hard. There are some, hey, Texas, Mississippi, how does it feel to be called a Neanderthal? Because that's what Joe Biden called you. Listen in his own words to what Joe Biden called Texans and those in Mississippi. I'm sure you'll want to hear it. This was some type of press conference that he virtually, I don't even know, had. But this is what he had to say. Listen to this.
Message to Texas and Mississippi.
Texas, I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters. I carry a card with me. I don't have it. I put it on my desk. As of yesterday, we had lost 511,874 Americans. We're going to lose thousands more. This will not occur. We'll not have everybody vaccinated until sometime in the summer. We have the vaccine to do it. Getting a shot in someone's arm and getting a second shot, you're going to take time. And it's critical, 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 critical that they follow the science. Wash your hands, hot water, do it frequently, wear a mask, and stay socially distanced.
We're going to base this on science, but everything else, no, science doesn't matter. look at Texas. Look at South Dakota. Look at Florida. Look at any Republican controlled, and when I say Republican controlled, I mean the governorship of that state. Look at every state that's controlled by a governor who has a governor that is Republican. Look at what they've done. They haven't locked down their businesses. They haven't basically ruined people's lives like New York, California, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Michigan. I mean, Michigan right now is neck and neck with New York, the strictest in this country. There's no reason for it. Let me get coronavirus. I guarantee you I've had coronavirus at least once. Yeah, it sucked for a couple days. It wasn't the worst thing I went through. It's like a cold. It's going to hit some people hard. So is the flu. I am so terrified what is going to happen this coming flu season. Here in Michigan, we don't even count flu numbers anymore. The coronavirus has effectively wiped out the flu. There's no such thing anymore. Why? Because it's a coronavirus. When you do 50 cycles to check and see if somebody has the coronavirus. Yes, you are going, when you get to 50 cycles, and let me tell you how this works. The boss that I work for, the company that I work for, the owner has a dad that was a vet. And this man is extremely intelligent. And when this whole quote-unquote pandemic began, he said, look, they're going to fabricate the numbers, and the way they're going to do this is the general practice is they do 25 cycles. If you don't have the coronavirus in 25 cycles, you don't have it. They're going to up the cycles until they get the coronavirus. The majority of the people that they test are going to have some sort of coronavirus in their system, be it the actual COVID-19, the flu, or a cold. But when you go up to 50 cycles, in other words, you're testing, okay, 25, they don't have it. Let's keep going. Let's keep testing these cycles. Go deeper and deeper and deeper into looking into what ails this person. They're going to come up with the coronavirus. The numbers are fraudulent. The numbers are fabricated. The numbers are inflated. But yet people just continue to wear masks. And I don't mind if you wear masks. Here in Michigan, we are required to wear masks in any public setting. And it's infuriating because, listen, the mask I wear does not stop any transmission of disease or virus. It just doesn't. I do it to appease. The last thing I want to do is get a local business in trouble. So I'll wear a mask inside. Remember the Super Bowl? The Democrats said it was going to be a quote-unquote super spreader event. Nope, wasn't. Because you know what? You're going to get a cold. You're going to get the flu. And you're probably going to get the Chinese virus, the coronavirus. It's going to happen. Sorry, it's going to happen. And it may suck, and you may feel like you're going to die, but you'll be fine. Some of us will act like it's like a minor cold. Some of us will have problems. Yes, I get that. You know, while a lot of you were sitting home collecting unemployment, I was still working. I guarantee you, guarantee 100,000%, I have been exposed to the coronavirus. Guaranteed. I might have had it twice. I don't know. But if that was the coronavirus, I've been much sicker. I have. And listen, I am not the epitome of health. I do have my health issues. But you know what? I still persevere. And you know, I'm not going to let the coronavirus dictate my life. I'm not going to let our governor dictate my life. The governor, the government has no right to dictate where and how you move, where you go, how you conduct business. The government has no right. The media and the government would like to think that they do and would like you to think that they do, but they don't. They have no right to do that. Now, with that being said, I want to talk to you real quick about our governor here in Michigan. Now, our Health and Human Services director was, I don't know if he was let go or he quit on a dime. The word is he quit on a dime. The head of the unemployment agency, which was a disaster here in Michigan. I know so many people that waited 9 months before they got an unemployment check. They were let go by our illustrious, and I'm going to put in parentheses, governor, because at this point, she's not a governor. I mean, she's just literally a dictator, telling you what you can and cannot do. If you don't like it, I'll move you to the side. I don't want to hear from you. And the people that she lets go, like the head of the unemployment agency, the head of the Health and Human Services agency, she's going to let them go and pay them $150,000 of taxpayer money to keep quiet. In other words, it's a non-disclosure agreement. You can't talk. I'm paying you $150,000. I'm paying you off, is essentially. This is akin to mob. What the mob would do. You know what? Shut up and I'll pay you this. If you say anything, I'll kill you. I mean, what else are you going to equate it to? Do I think Governor Whitmer would kill these guys? No. But this tells you everything, what is going on in Democrat-controlled states. You don't have this problem in Republican. You don't have this problem in Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Iowa, Florida. You don't have this problem. You only have problems like this where there are hush payments. And let's call it what it is. This is a shut up and don't say a word payment. You only have this in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, California, Michigan. You only have it in states like this where they're hiding something. Governor Whitmer is hiding something. I don't trust her as far as I can throw her. And look, I can't throw her more than 5 feet. Who am I kidding? I can't throw her in it at all. I can't throw Governor Whitmer, so I can't trust her. I don't trust her. She was on the back of Joe Biden trying to get a cabinet position. That didn't work out. Now she's expendable. And she's just flailing in the wind. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Okay, let's open restaurants and bars to 50% and make it so people can stay till 11 o'clock at night. That should appease the peasants. But here in Michigan, we look at Texas and Arkansas and Mississippi and Iowa, and we're like, why can't we be like them? Why can't we be 100% open? And it's because we're a Democrat-controlled state. It's as simple as that. This here should be concrete proof that this was all political. Here in Michigan, and we're neck and neck with New York, and Governor Cuomo is in a world of hurt. He is not only dealing with potential murder charges because he sent knowingly positive patients into nursing homes, but he's dealing with sexual assault or sexual harassment claims. His political career is done. the one-time renowned Emmy-winning governor is now in a PR nightmare. Nursing home deaths, sexual harassment suits, and he's going to deny them till the cows come home. I mean, that's what you do, I guess. But, you know, more and more women are coming forward and saying, yeah, he sexually harassed me. And this is the guy that, remember, during one of his press conferences, he was wearing a tight-fitting, you know, dry-fit T-shirt, and his nipple rings were coming through. And I'm like, come on, dude. You're like 80 years old. You're trying to play a young man's game, and it ain't working. Well, multiple women have come out and said, yeah, he propositioned me. And he's denying it. He's saying he's not going to resign. Well, the recall numbers are going through the roof. He's going to be recalled. He's going to go up for a recall election, just like Gavin Newsom. How in the hell Gretchen Whitmer, ABC 12, in their illustrious wisdom, has said Governor Whitmer has a 52% approval rate in this state. Guaranteed that's wrong. They probably, ABC 12 in Michigan, probably just did nothing but Democrats. So you are looking at 52% of Democrats believe Governor Whitmer is doing a good job. You take the Republicans and put that in the into the equation. Yeah, it's 60-40. Governor Whitmer is not going to win a second term. Unless the Democrats know how to cheat, which we know they do, because Joe Biden's president right now. It's literally, it feels like I'm living in a dream. Joe Biden is our president? Really? Our puppet? I don't know. We are literally over an hour in this show. I got to, let's see, one, two, three of the five topics I wanted to talk about. We'll just move them next week. So you are listening, or you have been listening, to the Paranormal Patriot. I appreciate you listening. We will be back next week. We're going to get into more weekly news. I'm going to get into the paranormal. We're going to get into politics. Who knows what we're going to get into. I appreciate you listening to the show this week. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for listening. Share the show. Talk about the show. Let's get this show on the board more than it's ever been. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week. Maybe separate is better.